The Disappearances of Maddalena Grimaldi, written by Morell Day and read by Kate Hosking. Claudia Valentine. Hello, dear. It was my mother on the other end of the line. She asked me if I could come over and see her. It won't take a minute. For something that wouldn't take a minute, her tone sounded ominous. Everything okay? I asked. It was the day before the wedding. I hoped she wasn't getting cold feet. I'm picking the kids up at 2:30. I'll call over on the way. The front door was open, with just the screen door protecting Mina from the outside world. I nevertheless knocked and called out to her. The neighbour watering his garden looked up and gave me a friendly wave. Mina came to the door absent-mindedly carrying a teapot. The house was in chaos. There were clothes, packing boxes, crockery, and newspapers all over the place. If you hadn't known what was going on, you'd swear the place had been burgled. My mother's orderly, calm life was in upheaval. Not only was she about to remarry, she was also selling the house and moving. "So that Brian and I can start out afresh," she'd explained. Mina's life was in eruption, and some of the lava was coming down on me. This was the house I'd grown up in. My grandmother had been born here. It was the home we came to after my father had pissed off. Mina had discussed the matter with me. I thought it was a great idea for her to cut loose from the past. But coming back here, probably for the last time, I felt the twinge of change. It wasn't on account of Mina. She was only going to the next suburb. It was on account of the house. I'd assumed she'd live here forever, that the house would always be accessible to me. But next week, there'd be new people with new furniture. They'd probably renovate, painted Federation colours, put polyfiller in the hole I'd drilled in the wall to see if I could get through to China. Despite the pot in her hand, she didn't offer me tea, nor did we go into the kitchen as we usually did. We stayed in the dining room where the biggest mess was. There were three piles: what she was keeping, what she was leaving in the house, and what she was giving to St. Vincent de Paul's. She explained it all to me, talking about everything else except whatever it was she'd called me about. The kids' flight was due in soon. I didn't want to be late for them. "What did you want to tell me?" She wrapped newspaper around the teapot, slowly, deliberately. "I just wanted to make sure, you know, with the wedding coming up and everything. So a couple of days ago I went and checked up. I don't suppose the news will come as a surprise, but I thought I'd better let you know anyway." She spent some time wedging the lid into the pot so it wouldn't rattle. "He passed away, years ago, 25th of April, 1985. Anzac Day."